We are glad to make all of our JCast Network podcasts free for our listeners. However, they are not free to produce and host. Please consider making a donation to JCast Network to help support our work by visiting jcastnetwork.org/donate. Thanks for your support.
Welcome to the Jewish Hour. I'm your host. I've got a great show for you. I hope Shavuos was memorable for you and inspirational in whatever form you were able to celebrate it this past week. Ours was a blast. In this half hour, we're going to be talking with Flint Rabbi Yisroel Weingarten and the devastation at Midland, Michigan. We all know what happened with that. There's other things out in the world besides Corona. And there's other devastation, thank you very much. And we're going to talk about Midland, Michigan, believe it or not, and the Jewish community there. We have a wonderful assortment of music sprinkled throughout the show. The portion of the week is the portion of Naso, which is in Numbers. It's the longest single portion of the year. And we're going to be talking about something very nice. There is a great story, at the end of this, at the end of the show. Before we do anything else, let's go right to the news. A Palestinian tried to stab an Israeli soldier in East Jerusalem. The attacker was shot and taken into custody. Two Palestinians tried to attack IDF soldiers with sickles near Shechem. The attackers were shot and taken into custody. Israel has all but eased quarantine. Bars, amusement parks, public pools are all open with social distancing rules in effect. In the meantime, three students from a Jerusalem high school tested positive for corona. The school will return to distance learning. Americans and other non-Israeli citizens studying in Israeli yeshivas and religious seminaries will be permitted to return to Israel to resume their studies. Returnees must be quarantined for 2 weeks before being allowed into the mainstream population. Here's an interesting double twist. Iran will no longer purchase any computer hard or software containing Israeli technology for fear the Israelis would be able to hack into Iranian systems. The move comes after the Israelis hacked into an Iranian port, stopping shipping for 3 days. That attack came after Iran hacked into the Israeli water system. A woman is in custody in connection with vandalism at three buildings in McAllen, Texas, including Temple Emmanuel, a church, and a Hindu temple. McAllen is along Mexico's border, kind of west of the Gulf of Mexico. The buildings were spray-painted with swastikas, hate speech, and gibberish. And finally, ending on a good note, Oklahoma became the 29th state to pass anti-BDS legislation. The state may not enter contracts with companies that advocate boycotts, divestment, or sanctions against Israel. And that's the news.
Some of the best jobs in the world are in the radio and television industry, and you too can join the workforce in as little as 8 months when you complete your hands-on training at the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts located in Southfield, Michigan. At Specs Howard School, students get to play and learn at the same time. Imagine spending your class time behind the microphone, spinning music and hosting your own radio show, or designing and lighting a set for your own TV program, running a camera, learning to edit, directing a program. When you go to Specs, your day will be anything but dull. And if school is this fun, imagine how exciting it is to work in the growing industry. In addition, the credits you earn while attending Specs Howard School are currently accepted at 14 area colleges and universities. If you've always wanted the best job in the world, call for a tour of Specs Howard School at 248-358-9000. That's 248-358-9000. 358-9000 or visit them on the web at spexhoward.edu. Spex Howard School of Broadcast Arts. This is where you start.
Hey, Michigan. Filling out the census takes about 10 minutes and means Head Start, college grants, and Title I at your kid's school can be properly funded and supported. So be sure to fill out the census this spring and count everyone in your home. When everyone counts, everyone wins. To learn more, please visit myvoicecounts.org. That's mivoicecounts.org.
Hey, Shul Finman, here you are listening to the Jewish Hour. I have on the line Rabbi Yisrael Weingarten. He's the Chabad representative, the chief rabbi of Flint, Michigan, and the entire eastern region of Michigan. We'll be talking about Midland, Michigan, what happened over there. How are you today, Yisrael?
Thank God. And yourself?
Good, thank God. We're all doing well. So, tell us, when people think about Judaism, one of the things, or people think of Midland, the two usually don't go together. So, it's like, so tell us about the Midland, Michigan Jewish community.
The Midland Jewish community is, from what we've been involved with and what we are aware of, is a fairly small community, but extremely active for its size. They have a little congregation there, and we deliver classes up there. We actually work with the greater area of what they call the Tri-Cities. There's Midland, Bay City, and Saginaw. They have their own communities, but they are somewhat, as far as we're concerned, we work with them together. There's a women's group that gathers. I'm not saying with the corona, it's been on hold, but these women's class that's been going on up in that area for over 18 years, not sorry, 19 years, and other activities on holidays. We had a beautiful Hanukkah celebration up there, and in fact, that was actually in Midland. And Purim, we had a Purim celebration up there. We catered to them for Passover. And now this pandemic hit, when the flooding hit them last week, we went up and visited with them as well. So
okay,
they're kind of spread out, but there's a pretty proud Jewish community there.
Okay, so now tell us when you went up there. First of all, you have the constraints that it's Corona season, so you just can't like walk around over there like you would be in during a normal disaster. But I saw a picture of a girl standing next to a vacant lot, and the caption read, "This is where this little girl used to live." The house was totally, completely just like washed away. What did you see when you got up there, Yisrael?
Okay, what I saw was, we saw a lot of devastation. I didn't go into any homes. We weren't able to do that. We drove by some homes. We stopped by. We dropped off by some of the people that we know. We dropped off care packages for Shabbat and various Shabbos stuff for Shabbos. Candles and challah and wine and so on and so forth to many of the people, and left it at their door. If they were, some of them knew we were coming, they came out and waved to us. And we did see some of the homes. We saw a lot of furniture, carpet, washing machines, dryers, furniture out on the front lawn that was put out to waste, to garbage, because they were flooded. And one of the people that we delivered a whole Shabbat to he lost his whole home. They flooded the entire basement, and half of the first floor was just filled with water, all the lake, half of the first floor as well. So he was in a hotel, and have to rent an apartment for a while. People like that. We didn't go to his house. We met him at his office, and things like that. His neighbor's home that literally floated away, made it on national news.
Did they find the house? Is it like down the street someplace, or just like it was gone?
There was a picture of the home, but I'm not sure what that meant. But it kind of floated away. The walls of the basement kind of collapsed, and the rest of the house just floated. It just, I don't know how far away it floated, but it just kind of floated away.
Yeah, awful, awful, awful. Were you able to get downtown at all?
Yes.
Okay, so the water had rescinded enough by the time that you got there. How much after the dams broke and we saw the pictures of floodwaters up to the middle of stop signs, did you get in there? How long did it take for that to recede so that you could get in there?
We were there on Friday, so that the water has pretty much receded in the streets. But we did pass parks and golf courses and country clubs that were literally covered in water, 6-8 feet of water. I mean, you don't see anything. You just see trees, the tall enough trees you can see. That's about it. That's right there by downtown. There's parks and trailer parks that are literally flooded. But the one day earlier, 2 days earlier, the streets were still flooded. Some of the streets were still flooded. And they told us that we should wait till Friday because there's many streets that we wouldn't have been able to go up to if we would have gone a day or two earlier.
That's amazing. Our guest today is Rabbi Yisrael Weingarten. He is the Chabad representative, Chabad rabbi in Flint, Michigan, and what is referred to as Eastern Michigan, which is the area north of Detroit, because Detroit is actually called Southeastern. So for those people out of state and want to know your geography, so they're north of the Detroit megalopolis. And we're talking about the floods in Midland, Michigan. So the community is spread out. There's the distance, if anybody wants to go Google, the distance between Midland to Saginaw to Bay City. They're not adjacent cities. They're not like it's right. They're called the Tri-Cities, and the airport's called the Tri-City Airport. They're not right next to each other. So what's going to happen now, would you say, with the Midland? We're not asking for prophecy per se, but logically what you saw, what would you say is going to be with the remnants of the Midland community, Jewish community, after this, Rabbi Weingarten?
Oh, I think like anywhere else. I think they'll rebuild, they'll replenish, they'll get, and they're already doing that, I think. I don't think people like to, change their lifestyle or change their location if it's not necessary. I think that's from what we've heard. People are just, the main thing is that, people are all safe. I don't think anybody was hurt that we know of, or as far as from what I heard, everybody is safe. They may have relocated for a while, but I think everyone plans to come back, at least to people that we know, and repair the damage and move on in life. That's the vibes we've got.
It's the report that I got was about 10,000 people evacuated, and I'm sure Midland's bigger than 10,000 people. So that means that there were people who actually stayed home. Did you talk to any of them and ask them how they were feeling actually staying in their houses during the flood?
No, we didn't. But I'll tell you this. One of the people that we have contact with, he has I forgot what the position is, but he works with Dow or DuPont. And his responsibility in Dow is for Northern America. He part of his responsibility in the last couple of months, he's working with the COVID. And he decides who goes to work, who doesn't go to work, who has to work from home. And when this flood happened, he had to shoulder the responsibility of finding, for 500 employees, he had to find a place for them to be secured after they were evacuated from their homes. So, and he did tell me very clearly that everybody's safe, everybody's pretty much grateful that they're that they're okay, and I guess they're going to be working with these people.
Okay, so between the COVID and the flooding, so what do you think, how long it'll take before Midland and the Midland Jewish community gets back to 100%?
I believe, from what we understand, they're way on their way as far as the Jewish community, because thank God they weren't that affected, other than a few individuals. But I think that they're way on their way. They're very supportive for each other. They're looking out for each other. So I believe that they're from their perspective and their personal belongings and their personal areas, they'll be back on their feet pretty soon, I think.
Okay. So what are you doing now, Rabbi Weingarten? You're sheltering in place like the rest of us, at least till June 12th, and if the governor doesn't extend it past that as well. So what are you doing now for your community?
What do we do? Well, we didn't have any floods, but we do have, we are in this community. There is, like any other community in the state, we are restricted by the regulations relating to COVID. So we have various online lectures, online discussions with our community, and we're working hopefully to gradually open our doors for services in the very near future.
Uh-huh. Did you have any special things for Shavuos? The Halloween just celebrated?
We're doing that. We are also delivering to our community Shavuos goodies and Shavuos their packages, and guidance of observances for the holiday as well.
Okay, it's a good thing it's an easy holiday. You have to give them folk lectures on how to do with this. I mean, people had to.
Well, we're talking about the Easter, for example, and
right.
On and so
Memorial
forth.
Prayers. Yeah, but it's easier. You don't have to teach people who may not have known to. Like, I had to give tutorials on how to do Seder, because there were people who had never made a Seder. You know, they'd attended them, but they never actually, like, made them, and they were sitting in their houses by themselves, and they had to, well, I have to ask the Manish Tana, too. I have to ask the four questions and give the answers. The answer was yes. So this is Shavuos is a whole bunch easier. A little bit of cheesecake, you tell people to go get some flowers, and a little bit of prayers, and we're done.
Right. And at Pesach, you show people how they can do something they never thought they can do.
Right. And it's amazing that, you know, with every negative, there's the positive, and we see that people, their Yiddishkeit, their Judaism is growing. Are you seeing that, too, in your community, Rabbi Weingarten?
Very much so. Very much so. In their own unique ways, absolutely.
Wonderful. That's going to do it. Our guest today has been Rabbi Yisrael Weingarten. He is the Chabad representative in Flint and the entire eastern part. Now, the eastern part of Michigan goes all the way up to, like, Alpena. Is that, do you go to Alpena, too?
We do go to Alpena. Not very often, but we go to Alpena probably about once or twice a year.
Yeah, I think I know of one Jewish lady who lives in Alpena, so you probably know more. Okay, that's going to do it, Rabbi Yisrael. Thank you so much for tuning and sharing your experiences, and we wish you only good things.
Amen, amen. We should be able to receive the Torah with simcha, with joy, and with inwardness.
Amen. Terrific. Okay, that's going to do it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to The Jewish Hour.
Encompass Healthcare, specializing in infectious diseases, is joining the fight against coronavirus, offering free direct telemedicine services to Oakland County residents who test positive for coronavirus and are homebound. We are on a mission to intervene with supportive care to diminish your risk of hospitalization. If you know anyone that could benefit from these services, please call 248-624-9800 immediately.
Herschel Finman here. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. We've got time for some music. No, we've got a lot of time, actually. Let's listen to a couple of songs over here. This is all new stuff. We got this coming up next is Yishai Riboy and Amir Haddad. The song is actually in France. It's Comme les Oiseaux. I wish I could speak French, but I don't. Osu, which means like a bird.
Dis-moi si tu veux faire un tour à deux, danser sur la mer, enjamber les rivières, les rayons du soleil. Entre les arbres sommeil, n'attends pas que demain. La vie passe entre nos mains comme les oiseaux en l'air. Chante des mystères, on a tout pour plaire, être mieux qu'hier. On ira très haut, nos sacs sur le dos. Sur la terre où se cache la lumière. S'il te plaît, c'est facile, tu sais. Laisse le vent venir, te souffler l'avenir. Enflammé de bonheur, on brûlera nos heures à courir dans ces champs de fou rire et de chant. Comme les oiseaux en l'air, chante des mystères. On a tout pour plaire, être mieux qu'hier. On ira très haut, nos sacs sur le dos. On verra sur la terre où se cache la lumière. Être mieux qu'hier. On ira très haut, nos sacs sur le dos. On verra sur la terre où se cache la lumière. Où se cache la lumière. Où se cache la lumière. Oh, 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 mm. Où se cache la lumière. Où se cache la lumière.
Assurance of quality and excellence in kosher? Look for the Michigan K on the label. What's it look like? The Lower Peninsula of Michigan with a K. It's the symbol of the Michigan Kosher Supervisors. Go to their website, mycosup.com. That's M-I for Michigan, K-O for kosher, and S-U-P for supervisors, mycosup.com, and find this month's featured products. You'll find Michigan K products wherever fine food is sold, especially at Natural Food Patch on West 9 Mile Road in Ferndale.
Herschel Thinman here. You're listening to the Jewish Hour. It gladdens my heart when I see that there are new klezmer bands. Klezmer is up and alive and doing well. This band is from Germany. It's called the Islag Klezmer Band. And it's called, this piece is a standard. It's called Firun von Tashlich, which is really a Rosh Hashanah song, but there's no words to it, so it could be. Going to hear the Torah reading on Shavuos too, it could be called. Let's listen in. Thank you.
Filling out the census takes about 10 minutes and means Head Start, college grants, and Title I at your kid's school can be properly funded and supported. So be sure to fill out the census this spring and count everyone in your home. When everyone counts, everyone wins. To learn more, please visit myvoicecounts.org. That's myvoicecounts.org.
Herr Schulpenman, here you're listening to the Jewish Hour. This up next is a tribute to Miami Boys Choir. Miami Boys Choir has been in existence for three decades, maybe, and it's this year choir, and they're doing a melody of some of the more famous Miami Boys Choir songs. Let's listen. Your choir, a tribute to Miami Boys Choir. We've got time, actually, for another song. This is brand new, hours old. This is Simcha Friedman. He's one of the Friedman cousins, and the song is called Yivarecha. It has to do with the priestly blessings. Let's give a listen.
המשולשת בתוירו הכתובו על ידי מוישה עבדך או אמורו מפי ארון ובונו כהנים עם
کدای شیخ او او امور رو می پیارو نوفانا کوی هنی نام کدای شیخ او نویم کدای شیخ او خو هاشم و یش مرخ یا ارشم پنا وی لخ وی خونه کا ایسو هاشم پنا وی لخ ای لخ و یوسیم لخ شالوی יברך חו השם וישמרך יאיר השם פנו וילך ויחונקו יסו השם פנו וילך אילך ויוסם לך שרו יברך לך השם וישמרך יואר השם פנו וילך ויחונקו יישא השם פנו וילך אילך ויוסם לך שם ישמרך יואר השם פנו וילך ויחונקו יישא השם פנו וילך אילך ויוסם לך שלום ישמרך יואר השם פנו וילך ויחונקו יישא השם פנו וילך אילך ויוסם לך שלום
We all know there's an opiate epidemic, but Advanced Rapid Detox has a solution for people addicted to pain pills, heroin, and dependent on Suboxone and Methadone. Advanced Rapid Detox performs detox under sedation in the hospital. Patients sleep through withdrawals and wake up without cravings. Dr. Julia Aronoff and the staff at Advanced Rapid Detox help people restore their lives and the lives of their families. Addiction affects everyone, even in the Jewish community, and Advanced Rapid Detox is there to help. Call 800-603-1813. That's 800-603-1813. Or visit them online at www.advancedrapiddetox.com.
Herschel Finman here. You are listening to the Jewish Hour. This week is the portion of Nasoi, and it follows the giving of the Shavuos and a 19-year cycle, which is what the calendar is. I think there are 18 times that it follows the holiday of Shavuos, and one time it comes actually before the holiday of Shavuos, if I am not mistaken. And if I am mistaken, you can send me a letter at rabbifinman.com and correct me, and I'll even make a public apology for my error, but I think I'm right. So, in the middle of the portion, portion's got a whole bunch of things. It is the longest portion. We talked about why it was so long and how it could be made shorter and why it wasn't made shorter in previous years. You can go back on RabbiFinman.com. Over the last couple of years, I haven't, so maybe one of those shows of the last 3 years or so, we've talked about why it is that it is so long. But in the middle of the portion, there is what we refer to as the priestly blessing, which is the song that we just heard from Simcha Friedman. So what is this priestly blessing? What's it all about? Why is it that, in addition to all the things that the Kohanim, the priests who worked in the temple, that they were given a job of blessing the people? And can anybody give a blessing? And the answer to that question simply is, oh yeah, anybody could give a blessing. Okay, what is a blessing? A blessing is wishing, we say something, oh, you be blessed. What is it that we're trying to do is to open up a channel for a divine flow, a nurture, to come down into this world and affect this individual or this entity that we're trying to bless, that they receive it in a positive manner. And it says in the Talmud, do not take the blessings of a simple person lightly. Okay, that person who at the end of the checkout, who says to you, have a blessed day, yeah, acknowledge that, because you just never know what might be the effect of such a request that you be blessed, which means that the divinity, godliness, is coming down to you. So everybody can do that. Yes, that's 100% true. So what's the deal with duchening per se? What's the deal with the priestly blessings? Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the style, the subject of it. There are the three verses which are found at the end of chapter 6, and they are, may God bless you and protect you. May God, which is this became a song for Fiddler on the Roof. Yes, may God bless you. Yes. Anyway, so the priestly blessing is, may God bless you and guard you. May God make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may God turn his face toward you and grant you peace. This is what the priests are doing. Okay, that's the version. That's a standard, a pat. And then the song had those words to it. So, what does it mean? This, and what is it doing? It all boils down to God focusing on you. And when it says grant you peace, peace is a state of mind. Okay, you take, for example, what's happening now. People, there's all kinds of a new branch in psychology which is developed, and that's like post-quarantine syndrome, or even the middle quarantine syndrome. You know, they're seeing a phenomena of kids that don't hug people or don't even, because, oh, I'm going to get corona. They didn't even hug their siblings that they're in quarantine with. Oh, you could get, you know. So they're not in a state of peace. So it's a great thing when a person is able to sleep at night without any worries, without anything. And it is explained to me, what was the function of the high priest, when, of the priests, when they did this? In Israel, So they'd say this every single day in the morning prayers. Outside of Israel, it said four times a year, five times a year. They have the three festivals of Passover, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And you also have the high holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where the priests will, the Kohanim, will go up and bless the people. In Israel, it's a 1, 2, 3, because since it's every day and everybody's got to get to work, etc., they just say it. In outside of Israel, so it's a whole production, it's a whole musical thing over here going on. The result is the same. And then at times, it says that the Kohen, without his, because the priestly blessings had to be accompanied by a blessing himself. He had to say a bracha himself. So but there are times in times of need where a Kohen could be called, like about a wedding or something like that, or to go visit a sick person, and just say those three verses in Torah, because anybody anytime could say, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha yor Hashem panav eilecha v'chunaka yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasem lecha shalom, just like I did. But if I would be a Kohen, I could bestow blessing, but a Kohen can bestow blessing just by saying those words. And the priestly blessings must be in Hebrew for them to work. So it was, now, where are we going with all this? So first of all, if you're a Kohen and you don't know about Duchening, go learn about Duchening. Go learn about this priestly blessing, because this is your merit and your obligation. If you're not, well, we should understand that before the giving of the Torah, everybody was called Atem Te'ilim Amlachas Kohanim. You were made a nation of priests, which means we all have the ability of bringing peace into the world, just like it was by Aaron, as it says in the Ethics of Our Fathers, that you should be like the students of Aaron, who loved peace, pursued peace, and loved all creatures and brought them close to the Torah. And that's the bottom line with all of us and why we get to study about the priestly blessings. We are going to take a quick commercial break and be back with a wonderful Hasidic story. Don't go away. You're listening to the Jewish Hour.
Encompass Healthcare, specializing in infectious diseases, is joining the fight against coronavirus, offering free direct telemedicine services to Oakland County residents who test positive for coronavirus and are homebound. We are on a mission to intervene with supportive care to diminish your risk of hospitalization. If you know anyone that could benefit from these services, please call 248-624-9800 immediately.
Hi, this is Spex Howard. The Spex Howard School of Media Arts is proud to have been a sponsor of the Jewish Hour and bring quality radio programming to the community. While much of the funding comes from its sponsors, listeners like you help keep the Jewish Hour on the air. Please send your tax-deductible donation to the Jewish Hour, 1725 Pinecrest Drive, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. That's 1725 Pinecrest Drive, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. Your help is greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
Herr Schulfen, here you are listening to the Jewish Hour. Would you like to get in touch with me? Go to my website, rabbifinman.com. That's www.rabbifinman.com. And right there on the homepage is a contact link. You can contact me, and I will contact you, and life will be good. There's also on RabbiFinman.com archived editions of the show going back about 3.5 years. There are the classes page, wonderful classes, if I do say so myself, other media in which yours truly presents Judaism in an entertaining, hopefully, and educational, just a little bit, way of conveying Judaism. And we'll hope you go take a look at it and see what's there, because I put it up there for you, and that's all free. But there is a donations page, and the Jewish Hour is not free. It doesn't cost you anything to listen to it, that's true. But it does cost us to make it, and therefore it's incumbent upon people who want to keep it going. We've been on air for 25 years now, and we're making the same appeal every single week. Please donate to the Jewish Hour. You can do that by going to rabbifinman.com and clicking on the donations link, selecting a number, choose your own number, pay for it with a credit card, use your PayPal account. It's all very safe and secure, and nothing what to worry about. It's even possible for a person to make it a monthly contribution, even if it's just $5 a month. That's also good. We get if everybody listened, contributed $5 a month, I wouldn't have to be engaged in this appeal. So do it today. You don't want to do $5 a month? I know people don't. Some people just say, no, I don't want to do this everyday thing. So fine, give what you can. Don't like internet giving? Also understood. You get a little worrisome over there giving out your credit card online. Drop your donation in the mail. Put it in some kind of proper mailing receptacle with the proper postage. And it's not so much in a hurry if I had to rely on the mail, unfortunately, these days. I got stories, let me tell you, but I'm not going to say them on the air. It's not fair to the Postal Service. They're all doing the best they can, as are all our other first responders and people who are out there on the front lines handling and tackling, are trying to make life normal over here. We go out to them, and they're doing the best. And so don't like doing internet giving? Fine. Drop your drop it in the mail to the Jewish Hour, 1725 Pinecrest Drive, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. Now, the Baal Shem Tov had his very specific way in which he conducted his Shabbos, his Sabbath. Friday night was with everybody in the community. Saturday morning, that's after davening, would be like lunchtime, was again with everybody in the community. The third meal, which was before the end of the Sabbath, towards as it's getting on in the day, in the evening, was only with his close circle. Now, it once happened, I mean, it happened all the time, but one time, the Baal Shem Tov was showing particular interest in the simple people that were participant. This one he gave from his cup to drink, and this one he gave from his own plate. He gave him a piece of fish, and this one he gave this, and this one he asked him that. And he's showing these people really, you know, a lot of specialness over here. One of his close students was wondering, I don't understand why it is that the Baal Shem Tov shows such special attention to these ordinary people. After all, they are just ordinary people. That was Friday night. Saturday evening, as the sun was getting slowly sinking in the west, the Baal Shem Tov raised the topic and says, some of you are wondering why it is that I spend time giving attention to simple people. So he said, what is this going to do? An experiment. They're all sitting around a table. It's a big table. I don't know, 15, 20 people sitting around this table. He said, I ask that everybody put your right hand on the left shoulder of the person next to you. So they basically formed a circle. And then the Baal Shem Tov put his hands on the shoulders of the people sitting next to him. And he told everybody, close your eyes. And when they closed their eyes, they were suddenly like enveloped with this enormous sense of bliss. It was like, whoa, this is so wonderful. And in the middle of the bliss, they were hearing words of which were recognized as from the Book of Psalms. And he says, this is amazing. The Baal Shem Tov took his hands off of the shoulders of the people next to him, told everybody to open their eyes, take their hands off, whatever. And he said, that's what the Almighty feels from the psalms of these people who are sitting outside, who are not participant in this meal right now, because it's the end of Shabbos, they have nothing else to do, they're not learned people, they can't learn by themselves, they can only say Tillim. They can only say psalms. And they're saying psalms with such a simplistic earnestness that it brings the Almighty such tremendous pleasure. And that's why it says, don't take lightly the blessing of a simple person. And that's why we have the verse, V'ahavt l'reacha kamocha, you should love your fellow as yourself. And as Rabbi Akiva said, that is the whole Torah. Because if we can't recognize the importance of another, what's the purpose in learning? That's going to do it for the show. If you could bring up the music behind me there, Tony. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We hope we had a chance to educate you a bit. We hope we had a chance to entertain you a bit. We hope you have a great week. And we hope to see you back again next week. Take care.
Who's like the people of Israel?
One nation in our land.
Margishim et hatsar, v'et hadaga.
Hakev amok b'chol ha'olam.
Habet Knesset sagur, as chayavim limetzo.